Hello there, and welcome to the Authentic Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Claire Ackers. This podcast is all about what it really takes to grow a profitable and purpose-led recruitment company. In this space, you can expect to be inspired, you can expect to be empowered, and you can expect to be equipped with everything you need to achieve the recruitment business of your dreams. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here, and let's jump in to the episode. So let's talk about the invisibility cloak and how to blow your own trumpet authentically. So first things first, when you think about getting visible or raising your profile or putting yourself out there or blowing your own trumpet or owning your achievements, what word comes up for you? Just take a moment to think about it. What word comes up for you? What words specifically come into your head? And one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making when it comes to doing all these things is completely associating it with the amount of external feedback or recognition or external validation that they get for doing so. Because it's like they have literally covered themselves in an invisibility cloak that can only come off when somebody else takes it off for them or gives them permission or praises them. And this is one, possibly the biggest mistake that I see when it comes to talking about visibility and talking about your achievements in order to reach your goals. And I think one of the biggest shifts for me came when it came to doing all this stuff, is the understanding that visibility, that blowing your own trumpet, is an inside job. And it starts with how I am feeling. And when it comes to doing all this stuff, what really, really shifts the needle is looking at how I feel. I'm looking at how much love I feel, how much magic and excitement I feel, how inspired I feel, how much I'm laughing, who I get to connect with, and the choices that I get to make. And it is so much more than just recognition, than promotions, than feedback, than comments and likes on your social media. True visibility, true ownership of your achievements, it comes from the inside out. And then this is where the idea of stories becomes really, really important. You know, that old imposter again. Because your stories are either going to allow you to raise yourself up or keep yourself really, really small, because your inner talk is everything. And I just want to take a moment to talk about beliefs here, because this is key to this concept. This is my favorite topic to teach on, and it's a lot deeper than we've got time to go into today, but this is the top line stuff that you need to know when it comes to the invisibility cloak. So the belief system you have will either allow you to raise yourself up or keep yourself really small. And we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, and only 4% of those are conscious. Which means that the rest is subconscious programming, and its sole responsibility is to keep you safe, you know, to do functions like breathing. Yeah, we don't want to have to consciously remember to breathe when you were asleep, for example, keep your heart pumping, all that kind of stuff. But what this means is that we can run into a bit of a pickle when it comes to our beliefs, because remember, your subconscious's job is to keep you safe. Not successful, not self-actualized, not fulfilled, not impactful, not visible, but it's to keep you safe. And to your brain, safety is familiarity. You know, think of it like water trying to run down a hill. It's always going to find the path of least resistance and that familiarity. And there will have been something that happened to you between the ages of 5 and 7 that sparked off your internal belief system. It doesn't need to have been a big thing, but it will have started off your belief system. Something along the lines of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, love is conditional on me getting good results, my face doesn't fit with the cool kids, something like that. I'm not acceptable as I am, which means that from that age, from the ages of 5 and 7, up until, well, pretty much now, your brain has been collecting evidence to support that belief, to support that familiar story that's been running. And this is why most goals fail, because you try and do something scary, like stepping out of your comfort zone, like getting visible, like going for a promotion, like pitching for a client, like claiming your results. And you step outside your comfort zone to do this, and your brain goes, ah, not safe, not safe. And it will do anything to try and bring you back to that safe and that familiar, even if it is not what makes you happy and is not what you want. Hopefully that makes sense. And for real transformative, sustainable change, you need to do the deep work to reprogram that belief system. And it is absolutely possible for you, but it does take a little bit of time and a little bit of knowledge of how to do it. Hopefully that makes sense. So whenever you step outside your comfort zone, your brain will retreat to the old and familiar, the old stories and the old self-talk. And your mind is going to find you evidence to self-sabotage and make you small again. So whether that's a troll, whether that's attracting bad feedback, you know, whatever it is, it's always looking for that that evidence to support the familiar. Hey, it's Claire here, just jumping on to check whether you have taken my recruitment impact and income scorecard. It's a short quiz, just 30 questions, and at the end, you will get your score and your personalized report. So if you're looking to grow a profitable and purpose-led company, what are you waiting for? Take the scorecard totally free of charge. There is a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the episode. So let's talk about how all this relates to your invisibility cloak. Well, we all have an invisibility cloak to some extent. It's there to keep you safe, because it can be a really, really scary, vulnerable feeling, you know, that thought of being exposed and open and vulnerable to criticism. And there are two big emotions that keep our cloaks on, and they are shame and they are guilt. And you will do anything to avoid these feelings of shame and guilt. Other emotions like anger, for example, they're secondary, but it's fear, it's shame and it's guilt that are the really big ones. They're designed to kind of cover up that shame and stop you feeling it. And there is a really big importance, a really big difference between shame and guilt. So guilt is that feeling of I did something wrong. Now, this has a really important part to play in the stories that I tell ourselves. But the big difference is that with guilt, you get to apologize, you get to make amends, and you get to let go of that guilt. Now, I did something wrong, but I can do something to make it better. But shame is the real, real biggie, and it's the one that keeps you really stuck. Shame is the feeling of I am wrong. I am not good enough. I am not worthy. My voice is not important. I don't belong here. And this is the real gut-churning, sweaty palm stuff. But here's the thing. Once you recognize those emotions, once you call them out and you lean into them, it's okay to feel big emotions. You can handle it. They start to lose their power over you. And this cloak you have, it might be absolutely glorious, you know. It might be beautiful and velvety and made up of all sorts of status symbols and awards and accolades. But is it really you? Is it really all that you've got to give? Or are you holding something back? Is it somebody else's cloak? Are you holding something back from fear of judgment? Or that if people saw the real you, you know, your real cloak, they might not like it? You know, if you went all in with your most creative, your most innovative, your most beautiful, your most heartfelt thoughts, then it might fall flat and people might not like it. So here's a really big question. If you are getting super, 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 super honest, what is hiding underneath your cloak? What are you keeping hidden? What do you know that if you brought it out into the light, you know, if you're really, really brave and you brought it out into light, that everything would get to change for you? So how do you take your cloak off? Well, a really good way is getting away from the doing and straight into the feeling. Because what we do is we keep ourselves so, so busy that we haven't got time to consider the big questions like, are we happy or are we fulfilled? And opening ourselves up to that feeling, it can feel really scary, you know, like opening a can of worms, but it's really, really important. And the way that we do that is by taking a really good look at our own cloaks, because by looking at the dark, we get to move into the light. What if your uniqueness, your freakiness, the stuff that makes you squirm and you would really rather keep hidden, what if that is the stuff that makes you magnetic? What if you could embrace that darkness, you know, explore those dark corners that you would rather keep hidden in the dark, and move them through to the light? And what if by sharing your vulnerabilities, you could connect with people in a wholehearted, authentic way that meant that you could have anything that was beyond anything you could ever imagine? How good would that feel? Because when you are vulnerable, this is where true creativity and true innovation is born. And when you amplify yourself, when you get visible, when you start owning your achievements, you get to take off that cloak and speak from the heart. You get to connect with your tribe at a heart and a gut level that just feels absolutely amazing. You get to be wholehearted and you get to be truly authentic and you get to use your whole voice and you are speaking your truth and you are so passionate that it just bursts out of your mouth like vomit. You know, you can't hold it back. Or if you want a slightly less gross example, it's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You know, you can do it for a little while, but what happens when you let go of that beach ball? It shoots out the water and it smacks you in your face because you can't just keep it down. It's that passionate and it's that important and it's that authentic and your truth. How would it feel to you to be able to show up with that conviction? And I want you to know that that courage is contagious, you know, both for yourself and for the people around you. Because vulnerability and leadership, it has a snowball effect. You take a chance and you share something that makes you feel a bit vulnerable and it literally magnetizes. You get to become a lighthouse and you get to provide a beacon of light to other people around you. So your perceived vulnerability, it actually gets to become your superpower. That is it for today. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if we're not already, let's connect on LinkedIn. See you next time.